In Ireland, if you're a gay man, you're not allowed to donate blood. Recently, Health Minister Leo Varadkar said he wanted to remove the blanket ban and introduce a 12-month deferral. In other words, lifting the ban on donations from gay men if they're sexually inactive for a year, a move which the Irish Haemophilia Society has raised concerns over. We'll be speaking to the CEO of the society shortly. But first, Louise Byrne has been meeting some of those directly affected by the blood donation ban.
There's someone out there, right now, who needs you.
The advertisements from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service have a simple message.
They share your blood type, making you both blood buddies.
This recent campaign appealed for blood buddies, but not if you're a gay man.
Your blood buddies will be there to give blood to you. Will you be there for them too? Become a blood buddy today.
The Health Minister, Leo Varadkar, is considering lifting the lifetime ban on gay men donating blood and has said he favours allowing those who have not had sex for 12 months to donate. Others, including those in long-term monogamous relationships, will remain excluded. Men like Stephen Hatton, a medical student in Trinity College Dublin, who recently tried to give blood.
I went to Dalier Street and I went in and asked for the form. I said I'd like to give blood, knowing that I wouldn't be allowed. So I went through the whole application, the whole screening process, and I handed it back in. Being completely honest, they said that I was ineligible because of my sexual history, and I asked what part, and they said, well, this criteria here, you know, man who is sex with men, MSM, means that you're not allowed to give blood. And I asked why, and they kind of said there's a risk to the blood supply of transmitted infections. I said, that's interesting, is it the same with other people? They said, well, you know, it got a bit awkward then. I'd had enough, so I left, shaken up and upset. I like to think of myself as, you know, a positive asset to public health, let's say. You know, that's what I'm going into. I like to think of myself as someone who can improve public health. But with this ban, I have this conflict where I'm actually told I'm a threat to public health.
Dr. William Murphy is the medical and scientific director of the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. He supports changes to the current policy and says as blood sterilising technology improves, the ban on gay men donating could be completely lifted within 5 years.
They're expensive technologies and they're not completely risk-free, but they may well represent a route in the future. So whatever decision we make now should just be part of a process and a continuing dialogue into the future, because we should be able to crack this problem.
You mentioned a 4 or 5 year timeline. Is that realistic for Ireland?
Well, yes, I think it is.
There is no such blanket ban on gay men donating organs, although sexual history is considered, and the Irish Blood Transfusion Service does import blood from countries where gay men are allowed to donate.
For rare blood groups. So there will be people whom we can't get a matched donor for in this population, and we bring in blood usually from the UK, sometimes from Sweden, sometimes from the USA, where in the UK particularly the ban is different. So yes, we do accept a ban of or a deferral period of 1 year for UK blood donors.
HIV is increasing among gay men in Ireland, who accounted for 46% of new diagnoses last year. But as HIV can be detected by current blood screening around a week after infection, Robert Milling, who was a 22-year-old gay man, says the 12-month deferral is excessive.
I think a 12-month deferral period is very, very long time. Like, you see advertisements on the television and everywhere that blood is always needed and donate blood and I have an organ donor card and stuff like that. And then you're told, as a gay man, you can't. You're just not allowed, ever. It's quite upsetting. It makes you feel different to everyone else, considering they are looking for it actively and then they're just like, no, thank you.
Stephen Hatton feels that at the heart of the problem is that gay men are not trusted to be honest about their sexual history.
I'm automatically told you are high risk or above. You are high risk because either you have HIV, we're going to assume that, we're going to assume you have a strong likelihood to, or we're going to assume you're going to lie on the form. You can talk through all of these questions and be assessed comprehensively if you're straight, but not if you're a man who has sex with men.
That's Stephen Hatton ending that report by Louise Byrne. Brian O'Mahony, CEO of the Irish Haemophilia Society, is here. Brian, thanks for coming in to us. Just first of all, what is haemophilia and why are haemophiliacs so dependent on blood donations?
Well, haemophilia is an inherited bleeding disorder where the blood doesn't clot properly. And there are over 1,000 people in Ireland with haemophilia or von Willebrand's disease or rare bleeding disorders. The treatment for haemophilia can be synthetic products, but very often blood products as well. So people with haemophilia in the past have been exposed to a lot of blood products. It's actually for von Willebrand's and rare bleeding disorders, it's the standard routine treatment. They get treated very, very frequently. And the reason that this is a big issue for us, of course, is because, ironically, people with haemophilia are also deferred as blood donors, but people with haemophilia have suffered more than anybody else in the country in the past from unsafe blood. And in the past 30 years, since 1985, 116 people with haemophilia in Ireland have died. 112 of those, or 97%, died from unsafe blood. Only 4 died from haemophilia.
The blood and the blood products that you and other haemophiliacs receive, how is it screened?
Well, for routine treatment of haemophilia now, you use synthetic products. But for many of the other products, they're actually virally inactivated, so they're plasma-derived medicinal products. But people with haemophilia will still need blood or plasma more frequently than other members of the general population. Yes, it is screened. Blood donations are always screened. But of course, the primary responsibility of a blood transfusion service is the safety of patients who get blood. And the whole purpose of deferral is to minimise the risk of transfusion-transmitted infections from blood donations and from blood pools.
You want a ban on gay men donating blood to remain. Why?
We believe that any change in donor deferral for any category of people should be based on scientific evidence. What we're saying is that, and it's not just gay men, by the way, who are deferred. People with haemophilia are deferred, their spouses are deferred, UK residents are deferred, blood recipients are deferred, people who ever injected drugs even once in their life are deferred.
Yes, but we're talking about this particular
ban. But the same principle applies to all deferrals. If the deferral can be changed based on scientific evidence without increasing the risk to the safety of the blood supply, then it's acceptable. If the deferral change means an increased risk to the blood supply, it's not acceptable.
What's the risk?
The risk is that there are two main categories of risk. One is the risk from known viruses such as HIV, hepatitis B or hepatitis C.
Are they screened for?
They are screened for, but probably the bigger risk is new infectious agents, which, if they're in donors, can spread to recipients before the agents are actually recognised and before there's a screening test for them.
But new infectious agents could come from anybody. Why gay men?
New infectious agents. Gay men are one of the categories of people, along with people with haemophilia, along with UK residents, who are categories of people at higher risk for transfusion-transmitted infections.
What would be the increase to the risk if this ban is lifted, or more to the point, if the ban is lifted as is suggested with a 12-month deferral?
Well, look, what we're saying is that the Blood Transfusion Service have put forward a number of options to the Minister.
Yes.
A lifetime deferral, a 5-year deferral, a 1-year deferral, a no deferral. We're very happy to engage with the Minister and the Department to discuss this, and we want the decision to be made based purely on the science.
Yes, but on the science, what will the risk be increased by if the ban is lifted or if it's deferred by 12 months?
Well,
according to
the report from the Blood Transfusion Service and the options they've given to the department, if the deferral is removed altogether, then you look at a doubling of the risk of HIV. If it's one year, it doesn't give you adequate protection against unknown agents. And if it's 5 years, they actually state that a deferral of 5 years in the past would not have protected people against HIV or hepatitis C.
The UK has lifted their ban with a 12-month deferral, no change to risk. Australia, the same, no change. Ireland imports blood from countries with more relaxed regimes, so without wishing to put it crudely, the blood of gay men is already in our system. Yes?
Well, you know, the fact that Germany, France, Denmark, Norway and Netherlands have not changed and still maintain a lifetime deferral is actually true. Also, there was an increased risk in Australia. When they've actually looked at the figures, there was an increased risk. There was an increased number of HIV-positive donations in Australia.
I'm looking at an Australian study here. No evidence of significantly increased of transfusion-transmitted human immunodeficiency virus infection in Australia. Subsequent to implementing a 12-month deferral for men who have had sex with men. The point is, this blood is already in our system and we've had no change.
Actually, if you look at the report from the IBTS, the Department of Health, it points out that there have been an increase in the number of HIV-positive donations in Australia.
We found no evidence that the implementation of the 12-month deferral for male-to-male sex resulted in an increased recipient risk for HIV in Australia. People who aren't gay men, donate blood, who engage in the same sexual practices that you say are a risk worthy of a ban. People who aren't gay men donate blood and may have shared needles, had unprotected sex with infected partners. You're still depending on honest disclosure from donors, irrespective of who they are, and good screening from blood authorities. Why single out gay men, or more to the point, sex between two men?
Look, I appreciate the views of Stephen and the other people on the programme there, and I understand that if we could get rid of this deferral, there would be a societal benefit. But the fact is that donors are deferred, categories of people are deferred, because there's an increased risk of transfusion-transmitted infection. Now, I'm absolutely fine with any change once the scientific evidence shows that that doesn't increase the risk of the blood supply. When we engage with the Minister and the Department on this, if they can show scientifically that this will not increase the risk of the blood supply, we're happy with that.
But this must be based on scientific evidence. Increase the risk, do you?
Well, there's strong evidence that it will, and that
do
comes
you have any evidence that a 12-month deferral will increase the risk?
There is strong evidence that that may increase the risk, and that
Where?
Comes from the Irish Blood Transfusion paper to the Department of Health.
No, they say a lifetime ban may double a risk that's already small. They don't give any evidence for what effect a 12-month deferral ban will have.
They clearly state that a 12-month deferral would not protect you against any new infectious agent in the blood supply. And new infectious agents come along all the time. I'll remind you that in the last number of years, we've had hepatitis E, variant CJD, H1N1, H5N1,
okay.
SARS, West Nile, Ebola and XMRV. Some of those have been capable of being transmitted by blood. Now, the fact is that it's not so much HIV we're worried about, it's a new infectious agent in the blood supply.
From all people, not just gay men having sex, yes?
We're very happy to see a change in deferral if it doesn't increase the risk to the blood supply. That has to be the only consideration.
Brian O'Mahony, CEO of the Irish Haemophilia Society, thank you very much.